check the fuel quantity gauge to see that it's at least half full. This will give you approximately 4 hours of running time. Next, check the oil pressure gauge. Oil pressure other than zero is acceptable. Now look at the aircraft power receptacle for bent or crooked pins. There are two receptacles with 6 pins in each, 4 large pins and 2 smaller pins. One receptacle is for maintenance. This receptacle bypasses the J9 power shield. The other receptacle is the receptacle used to connect external power to the aircraft. At present, you're interested in the main receptacle located left of the nose gear door ground release handle. If all items check out, connect the power cable to the main receptacle. At this point, you're ready to apply power. Move the idle run gen switch to the gen position. Once applied, it will automatically spring back to the run position. Let the unit stabilize and check your electrical indications. Ensure a reading of 400 cycles, plus or minus 20 cycles. Look for a voltage reading of 200 volts, plus or minus 7 volts. If either of these readings is not within tolerance, get another power cart. If frequency and voltage are within limits, move the contactor switch to the closed position. You now have external power applied. For normal shutdown procedures, you essentially reverse all steps. First, open the open-close contactor switch and move the idle run gen switch to idle. Turn the power cart engine off by pulling and holding the choke lever until the engine quits. You may now disconnect the power cable.